I'm Love back. Talk Radio.
I got a friend too, by the way.
Wow.
I love you, Frankie. I don't know what I'd do without you. Everybody seems to like you because I haven't had a comment. Okay. Welcome. Hello, world. How are ya? Raise that vibration so we can save this world. Mother Earth wants it. Mother Earth wants it. Yes. Okay. Okay, that's enough, Frankie. Thank you, Frankie. Well, we gotta take River Bend. Frankie, you can go now. If we need you, we might need you later. Okay? Okay, we'll get rid of Frankie. Anybody doesn't like Frankie, please comment, and I won't use him anymore. Okay? Can you hear me? I can hear me. You can hear me? Okay. So, I gotta tell you that this is a spontaneous TV, a radio. Everything is not organized or defined. I'd rather be a natural, okay? And that's how I work, okay? It's going to be philosophy and meditation time this today. But, however, next week we're going to have 17 of Plato's most famous quotes and other things. Rumi can't make it today. Canceled. Actually, canceled this morning. So we'll have to have Rumi back again some other time. Okay, because he's a great philosopher. So let's get on with the show. So we're going to talk about Buddha. I love Buddha. This is Buddha's 25 life-changing lessons to learn from the Buddha. Thank you, Buddha. I like the laughing Buddha. That's my Buddha. And we're all children of the laughing Buddha. There are so many beautiful, powerful, and life-changing lessons I've learned from studying Buddhism. And from reading many of Buddha's quotes, and today I want to share 25 of these beautiful lessons with you, okay? Here are the 25 changing lessons from Buddha. Buddha had a rough time, really, really, when he was here on earth. People, I don't understand it. Okay, one, love heals all things. Hatred does not cease by hatred, but only by love. This is the eternal rule. Yeah, you can save your life by telling someone who's got a gun to your head and just say to them, I love you. And I promise you they'll start to laugh and put the gun away. Two, it's not what you say, but what you do that defines you. Isn't that the truth? You know, it's so easy to say things and never mind saying them. I always say to people, show me. A man is not called wise because he talks and talks again. But if he is peaceful, loving, and fearless, then he is in truth called wise. Ah. A dog is not considered a good dog because he is a good barker. A man is not considered a good man because he's a good talker. Three, the secret of good health is to live fully in the now. Oh, that's so true, and it's so hard for humans to do this. Live in the now. Just pretend you're right here. You're now. Not thinking about tomorrow, thinking about now, just right now, that I'm reading this to you right now. Cancel everything out. Do not dwell on the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind in the present moment. the secret of health for both mind and body is not mourn for the past, not to worry about the future, but to live the present moment wisely and earnestly. 4. Who looks inside awakens. So true. The way is not in the sky. The way is in the heart. 5. Words have the power to both hurt and heal. 5, that is. Words have the power to both destroy and heal. When words are both true and kind, they can change our world. We've got to do this, guys and girls. We've got to, world. Look at what's happening. It's negative energy. Got to change. We're going to talk about the positives next week, by the way. Yeah. Yeah. I love saying that. Let it go and it'll be yours forever. 6. You only lose what you cling to. Isn't that the truth? So I usually say, if I'm in a predicament, it's up to the universe. There's nothing I can do. Right? Right. Okay. I'm talking to myself. Right. Okay. Let's go on with the show. Okay, 7. No one can walk your path for you. No one saves us but ourselves. No one can and no one may. We ourselves must walk the path. 8. Happiness never decreases by being shared. You know, thousands of candles can be lit from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared. And also, happiness is a state of mind. That's what my philosophy is. 9, be kind to all. Oh, yeah. Even if they want to hurt you and yell at you. Well, once I was in the car, and I just turned to the right of the side of this big car, and an older man and older women were in there, and they were yelling at me, nasty and angry, and I was looking at them, and it's hard to express. I got to get to the TV show. I really do. Express me with my hands together in prayer and giving my look like, oh no, oh no. I don't know if you can imagine it, but it looked so funny to them that this anger just completely turned around to laughter. They started laughing like crazy. The expression on my face was like, oh, don't do this. Oh, no, no, no. Anyway, that's my reaction to life. 9, be kind to all. Resolve to be tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant with the weak and wrong. Sometimes in your life, you have been all of these. Have compassion for all beings, rich and poor alike. Each has their suffering. Some suffer too much, others too little. Teach this triple truth to all: a generous heart, kind speech, and a life of service and compassion are the things which renew humanity. 10. Don't believe everything you are told to believe. Do not believe in anything simply because you have heard it. Do not believe in anything simply because it's spoken and rumored by many. Do not believe in anything simply because it is found written in your religious books. Do not believe in anything merely on the authority of your teachers and elders. Do not believe in tradition because they have been handed down for many generations. But after observation and analysis, when you find that anything down for many generations. But after observation and analysis, when you find that anything agrees with reason and is conducive to the for the good and to the good and benefit of one and all, then accept it and live up to it. You got to save this world, guys and girls. It's going under all over. It's fear. This is what I've been asking around. I've been interviewing people, and we're going to have to talk about fear in another session. 11, as you think, so shall you be. As Descartes says, I think, therefore I am. All that we are is a result of what we have thought. It is founded in our thoughts and made up of our thoughts. If a man speak or act with an evil thought, suffering follows him as the wheel follows the hoof of the beast that draws the wagon. If a man speak or act with a good thought, happiness follows from like a shadow that never leaves him. Number 12. Yeah, okay, we're talking about fear. Let go of fear. The whole secret of existence is to have no fear. Never fear that will become of you. Depend on no one. Only the moment you reject all help are you freed. Read Buddha, A Story of Enlightenment. That's a good one. 13. The truth has a way of always leaking out. Three things cannot be long hidden: the sun, the moon, and the truth. 14. Control your mind or it will control you. To enjoy great health, to bring true happiness to one's family, to bring peace to all, one must first discipline and control one's own mind. If a man can control his mind, he can find the way to enlightenment, and all wisdom and virtue will naturally come to him. It is a man's own mind, not his enemy or foe, that lures him to evil ways. Uh-oh. 15. Doubt separates. Trust unites. There's nothing more dreadful than the habit of doubt. Doubt separates people. It is a poison, disintegrates friendships and breaks up pleasant relations. It is a thorn that irritates and hurts. It is a sword that kills. Doubt separates. Isn't it interesting? Trust unites. Yeah? Well, you know what the real secret is to me? Is your soul knows all. Everyone's soul knows all. We just have to connect to it. Okay. Nobody is more deserving of your love than you yourself are. You can search throughout the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself. And that person is not to be found anywhere. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. Number 17. Knowing others is wisdom. Knowing yourself is enlightenment. Wow. Thank you, Buddha, Laughing Buddha, for that. Because I always go to a group, we have dinner together, and I always do a little quiz. And one of the quizzes was, I said, if you met you, would you like you? And everybody in that group said, no, we don't want to do that one. I was shocked. Well, 18. Spirituality isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Just as a candle cannot burn without fire, men cannot live without a spiritual life. 19. Isn't this interesting? Buddha says, replace jealousy with admiration. True. Do not be jealous of others' good qualities, but out of admiration, adopt them yourself. Well, to me, there's three kinds of people. There's two kinds, and I've just learned within that there's three kinds of people in this world, okay? This is me talking. One is people who admire you, people envy you, or people who really don't care. Number 20, look for peace within yourself. Please, peace comes from within. Do not seek it without. Number 21, let go of attachment. Oh, wow. To live a pure, unselfish life, one must count nothing as one's own in the midst of abundance. You better let me do my meditation. Number 22, choose your friends wisely. Oh, yeah. An insincere and evil friend is more to be feared than a wild beast. A wild beast may wound your body, but an evil friend will wound your mind. Wow. 23. There is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. There is no path to happiness. Happiness is the path. And I'll say it again, mine. Happiness is a state of mind. That's all it is. 24, give up labels. In the sky, there is no distance of east and west. People create distinctions out of their own minds and then believe them to be true. Number 25, love, live, let go. In the end, these things matter most. How well do you love? How full do you live? How deeply do you let go? What is your favorite quote from Buddha? Which is one lesson you have learned from this incredible man? You can share your comment in the comments section. In the comments. How's that sound? So, I haven't got time for... Rumi had sent me one that I just want to share with you. It says, although you appear in earthly form, your essence is pure consciousness. You are the fearless guardian of divine light. Thank you, Rumi. No show Rumi, that's for sure. I'm going to go into three reasons to meditate, and I don't think we have time, but I can do it next week. But let's do a little meditation, right? Right. And here we go. We put the music on. Wow. Breathe in slowly. Right. Let your breath be slow and deep. Slow. Count to eight. Remember what I taught you before? Or they taught me. I can't say I did. Three times breathing in. But we're not going to do that. Just breathe in slowly. Because breath is the life. Imagine you are a great tree with roots extending deep into the center of earth. Let your breath move down into your roots and at the same time out through your highest branches. Let your breath move down into your roots and the same time out through your highest branches. I repeated that. Breathe deeply into your root. Slowly breathe, 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 slowly. I have it on my wall so I can't forget myself, so I'm human like everybody else. Let the energy from the earth travel through your roots and your tree and up through your highest branches out into the sky above you. Breathe deeply. Let the light of the sun touch your branches. Travel down through your trunk, deep into the roots, and flow out into the earth. When you feel fully grounded in touch with both the earth and the sky, become aware in your heart mind there exists a garden. Its fruits spring from the energy of your thoughts. Sorry, thoughts. As you breathe, sinks deep within your body. Let your mind travel deep within, until you find yourself in the in this garden of the heart. And the heart is most intelligent than the mind. Now is the time to weed the garden, to uproot from the garden any thoughts which are limited and emotional patterns which are negative and actions which are incomplete. See yourself pulling up, weeding out those thoughts of fear. I repeat, see yourself pulling up, weeding out those thoughts of fear, separation, scarcity, and pain. As you carefully weed the garden, take time to bring in mind the ways in which these thoughts were strangling the beautiful plants in the garden. Weed the garden aware. Those limited thoughts are no longer necessary. Never limit yourself. Never. Throw the weeds onto the compost pile so they can be used as fertilizer to help the new seeds to grow. When you have uprooted all the weeds, when you have uprooted all the weeds, imagine yourself spreading the compost over the garden. When the soil is ready, begin to plant new seed thoughts, new affirmations of courage, abundance, and joy. Put those new seeds into you right now through affirmations. You have the courage, you have the abundance, you have the joy. Bring it out. Plant new seed thoughts of well-being for yourself and for all the earth. As each new thought is planted, let its energy resonate like a mantra through your entire being. Faith in the garden of the mind. Let the new seeds take root, which are courage, abundance, and joy. And by living in the now, affirm the seeds will feed all of life. Faith in the garden of the mind, the heart, which I would say. Allow the seeds to take root so they may be harvested for the good of all life. It takes one person to take another person to another person to raise the vibration of creating your own reality. Well, I've only got a few minutes left, so we can't do creating our own reality and three reasons to meditate. But guess what? We can do it next week. I'm excited about doing Plato. But besides that, your breathing is so important. Always remember, when something gets to you, breathe slowly. In and out. You should feel good. Feel good. Feel great. And better than that, even greater. You know what's really powerfully sexy? A sense of humor. A taste for adventure. A healthy glow, hips to grab onto, openness, confidence, humility, no ego. Ego stands for E-G-O, edging God out. Appetite, intuition, smart-ass comebacks, presence, a quick wit. Dirty jokes told by an innocent-looking lady. A woman who realizes how beautiful she is. That's by Courtney E. Martin. Thank you for that. From Expanded Consciousness. So remember, I had a button. I used to work for a corporate company years ago. And the button said, "Don't let the turkeys get you down." And guess what? It was a turkey on its back on the button. Okay, you guys, I want you to have a great week. Remember, you're the greatest. The greatest of them all. Forget about fear. There's no such thing as fear. You trade that for love. That's what I'll tell you right now. And before I finish, respect people who find time for you in their busy schedule, but love people who never look at their schedule when you need them. Amen. I love you all. The highest love sent to all of you. And you'll say the same thing. And keep this repeating and repeating. And let's save this world. Save it. Have a great week, guys and girls. I'll be back. Well, MacArthur said that. He says, "I shall return." I wonder, did he really return? I don't know. You got to tell me. But you're not phoning me. Oh, they just told me I got 90 seconds left. God bless you all, world, and we'll be back next Monday with lots of highest love. Bye for now. Namaste. Well, we'll talk about namaste next week too, okay, what it means. Bye.